And they just did the coin toss, and we missed the call of who it is. But it looks like Brenham will be coming off the field, or coming onto the field to kick things off toward the left. And as you're looking at the right, Brian, or looking at your radio, Brian will be going from your left to your right and on offense.
Captains are Jabrion Moore, mm-hmm. Of course, Jacoby Dixon, Jace Miller, and Mason Sieber.
So doing the kicking for the Brenham Cubs, you have Blue Senega.
Senega. No, you're fine.
Good. And then back deep for the Vikings, if I can pick up their jersey numbers.
88.
You have Cameron Lyota. As Brenham quickly squib kicks, it's an onside kick, and it is recovered by Brian at the 46-yard line. We were still trying to figure out who was in the backfield deep to return the kick, and Brenham said, "Nah, we're going to kick it short and try and recover it here to start this game." But before it went 10 yards, I think, or maybe it went about 15, the Vikings were able to fall on top of it, and Brenham unable to recover the onside kick. The Vikings will take over first and 10 at their own 47-yard line. Coming out on offense, led by quarterback Boone Turner. He is a senior. He will line up in the gun. He has a back to the right. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Man in motion from the left coming across the formation, and we have a flag. And it looks like we'll have a delay a game against Brian. Not a good way to start off the drive if you're the Vikings. As coming out just after the kickoff, taking too long to get the snap off. That's a week one mistake. First and 15 now after the penalty. Same formation, snap taken back and handed off to the running back who goes up the middle. He'll be tripped up and brought down after a gain of about 2 yards. That'll bring up second down for the Vikings.
Caleb Espinoza in on the tackle.
13 yards needed now for the first down. Again, same formation. The Vikings in the gun with two receivers to the left, one to the right. Quarterback takes the snap, hands it off again, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. Chumming to the outside, gets up to the 50 before he's pushed out of bounds. He made one man miss. That was Doyle Brown, the linebacker for the Cubs, who forced him to the outside but couldn't make the tackle. And the quarterback, Turner, managed to get up to the 50-yard line. They're going to mark him short of the 50 at the 49, still in Brian territory. It's now third down.
Jabrion Moore running him out of bounds.
Third down and long. Snap goes back. Quarterback hands it off. Running back crosses the 50. Breaks away. Gets to the left side. Crosses the 45. Brought down. Has the first down by about 2 yards. So the penalty, you know, makes this a longer bit of a work for the Vikings. But the Vikings end up getting the first down as Titus Runnels, the senior running back, manages to pick up the first down.
Cartel Brown in on the tackle.
It's now first and 10 with the ball at the 41-yard line in Cub territory. Brian on the first drive of the game. 10:56 to play here in the first quarter. Snap goes back, handing it off to Runnels again. Runnels running for the third straight time will be brought down. Take that back, second straight time. Is brought down after a short gain of about 2 yards. Brings up second and 8 for the Vikings.
A whole host of Cubs led by Joe Rodriguez.
10:33 to play here in the first quarter. No score. Brian still on their first drive. Going no huddle, two receivers to the right, one to the left. Brenham making some substitutions, causing the clock to reset back to 40 seconds, and now they start the play clock. Again, quarterback stays in the shotgun with the back standing behind him, takes the snap, hands it off. Runnels to the right side, hit, tripped up, breaks free, still on his feet, gets up to the 30-yard line, and is finally brought down after picking up the first down. And the Vikings continue to move the ball against Brenham's defense.
Quincy Adams in on the stop.
So now first and 10 for the Vikings with the ball at the 27-yard line. Snap goes back and handed off. No passing plays so far for Brian as the running back doesn't have much room to go. Gets 2 yards on the play, maybe 3, up to the 25-yard line where it'll be second down for the Vikings.
Christian Prosper in on the tackle.
Vikings looking toward the sideline. Again, they don't huddle up. They go into their formation and wait for the coaches to kind of do a hand jive type thing and give the plays in, and then they figure out where they're going to go from there.
Okay.
Two receivers to the right, one to the left. That. Quarterback still in the shotgun, has a running back to his right. Snap goes back. Quarterback rolling to the right side under pressure. Hit as he throws, and it's complete. Did he retain possession? Yes, he did, as he's knocked out of bounds inside the 20-yard line down to the 18. Looks like it'll be third and short for the Vikings.
Christian Prosper running him out of bounds.
Two receivers to the left for the Vikings. One to the right. Quarterback in the gun. Third and short.
Well, Bryn's wearing jean shorts.
That was the first pass for
like
Brian here in this ball game. 9-12 to play in the first quarter. Snap goes back. Handed off. Going right up the middle. Finds a big hole. Up to the five and into the end zone goes JaVaylen Wade, the junior running back. And the Vikings are on the board here to start the ball game with 9:05 to play in the first quarter. 6-0. The Vikings lead.
I was just going to go to Goodwill tomorrow.
Goes in untouched.
An 18-yard touchdown, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's tomorrow, and I'm the demon.
Brian coming out to kick the field goal. Attempting the hold is Terrence Lewis. Snap goes back. The kick is up, and it is good. 7-0, your score here in the first quarter. Yeah. Brian on top, 7-0. We'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sports friends. 9:08 to play here in the first quarter. 7-0 your score. Brian on top as they look to kick this ball away to the Cubs for the Cubs' first drive of the ball game. The kick will be fair caught around the 30-yard line by Zayron Upshaw, as Upshaw called the fair catch, and the Cubs will take over at their own 29-yard line to start off this drive. Tommy Brenham started this game off with an attempted onside kick that failed, and that really kind of bit them in the rear end there as it set up Brian with excellent field position, and the running attack for the Vikings just went up.
No doubt about it. We're going to have to find a way to stop number three.
Yeah. As the Cubs come out on offense, led by quarterback Jordan Harvey and running back Jacoby Dixon. Shotgun formation for the Cubs. Two receivers down to the left. Snap taking and throw it in the slot. Caught. Moving upfield, crossing the 40-yard line is Carlisle Brown, the junior.
So,
Sabron Lowry in on the stop.
It makes me nervous sometimes.
Second down and 8 after the 2-yard pickup for the Cubs. Clock stops at 9:04 with the ball carrier going out of bounds. The Cubs also going no huddle. As they send two receivers to the right and two to the left.
I really hope she
the two on the right side of the formation are bunched up. The two on the left are spread out. And there's a back to the left of the quarterback. Harvey takes the snap. Hands it off. This time running back going to the right side. Shakes the tackler at the 30. Gets upfield up to the 35. Up to the 40. And finally brought down near the 45-yard line. A big pickup for Jacoby Dixon.
William Hilburn on the tackle.
All right, well, I got to get back.
So Brenham moving the ball now up to the 45-yard line, still in Cub territory. Brenham trailing 7-0 here with 8:45 to play in the first quarter. Again, Harvey from the gun. Two receivers on either side of the formation. Drops back, looks to throw. It's complete at the 50. Shakes the tackler, moves upfield, pulled down as he looks like he's going to be just short. That was, again, Chris Guidry making the catch, and it's going to be second and, we'll say, about a foot. Second and one officially.
Troy Elliott again on that stop for Burr Bryant.
The Cubs stay in the shotgun. Three receivers to the left side this time, one to the right. Snap taken by the quarterback, drops, looking to throw, looking to go deep. He has a man downfield, but he overthrows the intended target. Again, the intended target was Guidry, and that ball falls incomplete.
Odie in on defense there for Brian.
Clock stops with 7:58 to play here in the first quarter. Brian leading 7-0. They scored on their opening drive. Brenham on their first drive of the game now, facing a third and a yard at the 46-yard line in Bryan territory. They need to get to the 45. Quarterback stays in the shotgun. Harvey takes the snap back, hands it off to the back, shakes the tackler, gets to the outside, gets the first down up to the 40, up to the 35 before he goes out of bounds, and the chains continue to move for the Cubs.
Troy Odie running him out of bounds for Bryan.
We talked about in the pregame show how Jacoby Dixon is an excellent back. You saw on that previous play, continues to move the legs even when he has somebody wrapped around his waist. It's now first and 10 at the 34-yard line in Bryan territory. The Cubs looking toward the sideline with two receivers to the left, one to the right. Quarterback with the back to his right in the gun takes the snap, hands it off. Following a blocker, getting to the outside again, up to the 25, up to the 20, and finally dragged down from behind is Jacoby Dixon. And Dixon, really the workhorse here on this first drive of the game. He picks up another first down for the Cubs.
Jamarcus Joshua in on the tackle.
Cubs in the red zone for the first time in the ball game with the ball at the 15-yard line. First and 10. 7:29 to play here in the first quarter. Cubs with two receivers to the right, one to the left. Quarterback Harvey directing traffic. Steps back into the shotgun formation, a back to his right. Takes the snap, handing it off to Dixon again. Dixon following a blocker, finds a hole, down to the five, dives, and he is just short of the end zone. It'll be first and goal from the one-yard line, and Brenham will quickly get to the line, see if they just push this across as they line up in a bunch formation. And, yep, quarterback sneak into the end zone. Jordan Harvey goes in to make this a one-point game. 7-6 your score with 6:57 to play here in the first quarter with the point after still to come for the Cubs. Again, you had Jacoby Dixon. Oh, we're getting a two-point conversion. They're going to snap it back. And going into the end zone,
Jordan,
is Zyron Upshaw.
Upshaw
lined up as the quarterback. And, you know, I see this all the time. I almost always ignore it at this point because the entire offensive line lined up to the left of the field. And then there's always one guy in the center at the where the ball is. And you never see anyone run a play. Now he's eventually put the kicker back. But Upshaw took the snap and ran it in. It's now 8-7. The two-point conversion successful for Brenham. 6:57 to play here in the first quarter. 8-7 your score. Cubs on top. We'll be back after we hear just 30 seconds from our sports friends. We're back here in Bryan where the Cubs have taken an 8-7 lead here in the first quarter. 6:57 to play in this first quarter. And the Cubs will kick things off. And this ball goes out of the back of the end zone for a touchback. And the bright Bryan Vikings will take over first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Tommy, that was a great first drive for the Brenham Cubs. Good running attack. You talked to me about it before the game went on the air. We talked about it in the pregame. We're probably going to talk about it all night long. Jacoby Dixon, sophomore running back, he just continued to work that ball downfield.
And what it did, it set up the passing game for Jordan Harvey.
Mm-hmm. And so now Brenham leads after the two-point conversion, 8-7. And now Bryan will come out onto the field for their second drive of the ball game, where they take over first and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Quarterback Boone Turner leads the Vikings onto the field. Snap goes back, takes the snap, hands it off to a back. Runnell, no, he fakes the handoff, and the quarterback keeps it. Ball is
fumble.
Loose, but they're going to the referee right away says that Runnell's the quarterback, Turner, the quarterback, was down by contact. But had he not been, the Cubs had a opening for a defensive touchdown on the scoop and score.
Big tackle there by Christian Prosper.
Second down, they gave him a yard on the play. Brings up second and nine for the Vikings. Two receivers lining up on the right side, one to the left. Quarterback stays in the gun, snap goes back, hands it off to a back, and the defensive line for the Cubs closes the door and slams Runnels to the ground.
Caleb Espinoza.
No gain on the play officially. It's now third down and nine for the Vikings with the ball at the 26-yard line. In Viking territory, quarterback stays in the gun, two receivers to the right, snap goes back, looking to throw, looking to the right side, gets the pass off, and it is caught by Terrence Lewis, enough for the first down, about a 11-yard pass that moves the ball up to the 43-yard line.
Jabrian Moore on the stop.
First and 10, and we have movement at the line. It looks like the Vikings jumped a little bit. Waiting for an official signal. Yeah, so we have a false start called against the Vikings. Their second penalty of the game. It'll move the Vikings back, but it will remain first down. First down and 15. Ball now at the 33-yard line. Shotgun formation, snap goes back. They're going to hand it off again and again. The Cubs able to wrap up the ball carrier right at the line for a short gain. Brings up second down for
Caleb
the Vikings.
Espinoza again on the stop.
Carrying that ball was Titus Runnels as he checks out of the game after that carry. Second down and long. Snap goes back. Quarterback looking to throw. He has a man downfield, and it is incomplete, just out of the reach of the intended receiver, DeAndre Williams.
Quincy Adams on the coverage.
Third down for the Vikings. Third and long. Third and 14 officially. With the ball at the 34-yard line in Brian Riddick territory. Snap goes back. Quarterback drops back. Looking to throw. He'll throw to the right side. It is almost intercepted as one of the Cub players. Was that Jabrarian Moore?
Yes, it was. Jabrarian Moore.
The safety leaped up and just had that ball go through his fingers. And that ball falls incomplete. And it will now be a punting situation for the Vikings. 4:48 to play here in the first quarter. Your score 8-7. Brenham on top by 1 point. And the Cubs are about to get the ball back.
Jabrian Moore deep for the Cubs.
So Moore, who just swatted that ball incomplete, now back deep to return the punt. As it looks like Brian's going to have to call a timeout as they did not have enough players on the field. So with that timeout, your score 8-7, 4:36. They keep the clock running over there. 4:38 to play here in the first quarter. We'll be back after we hear just 30 seconds from our sports friends. 4:46 to play here in the first quarter. 8-7, your score. Brenham leads. A high snap on the punt is pulled down, and the Vikings are able to get the punt away. It'll bounce at about the 34-yard line, taking a friendly roll for the Vikings all the way inside the 20, or right shy of the 20-yard line, where Brenham will take over first and 10 at their own 21-yard line. The Cubs lead 8-7. Brian scored on their opening drive. It was an 18-yard touchdown run by Javalen Wade. And then Brenham, on the ensuing drive, returned the favor as Jordan Harvey took it in 1 yard to close off the drive and then went for a two-point conversion, and Brenham converted. 8-7 your score. First and 10 now. Brenham from the shotgun. Two receivers on either side of the formation. A low snap. They're going to pass it in the backfield. It'll be a double pass and incomplete as Brenham had a wide open
Jacoby
receiver.
Dixon.
Yeah, Dixon downfield. But the pass from the wide receiver for the Cubs just...
being number four, Chris Guidry.
Yeah, Guidry just couldn't reel that one in enough to put the right amount of touch on it. So the ball call is incomplete. Brenham had a big play there, just couldn't execute. And it's now second down and 10 with the ball still at the 21-yard line in Cub territory. Harvey from the gun takes the snap, looking to throw. He'll throw to the right side. It's complete. Moving upfield, getting up to the 30 and being brought down after picking up the first down for the Cubs. Now it's Cartel Brown on the reception.
Melvin Session in on the tackle for Brian.
The ball is now at the 34-yard line of the Cubs, where it's first and 10, approaching 4 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Ian Brenham leading 8-7. Quarterback from the gun. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Drops back, looking to throw out to the right side. He's going to throw it deep. Has a man. We got a push off. And no flag.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to hope that the ref said that that was uncatchable. But there was definitely a defensive push off from the cornerback, as the intended receiver for Brenham was definitely had a couple steps on the defender.
No doubt about it. You called it perfect.
That brings up second down and 10 with the ball at the 34-yard line, still in Brenham territory. Two receivers on the left, one to the right. A flanker to the right side of the formation. Snap goes back. They're going to hand it off. This is the new back for Brenham.
14.
That's Zayron Upshaw, as Upshaw had nowhere to go and is brought down in the backfield for a loss.
Jaden Morris in on a stop.
Clock still running down to 3:30 to play here in the first quarter. It's third down for the Cubs. Third and 14. Cubs and two receivers to the left, one to the right. Quarterback from the shotgun, barking out signals. They're going to stop and look over to the coaching staff to audible out of whatever play they're in. The running back will move from the left side of the formation to the right side of the formation. And a snap goes back. They're going to fake a handoff, pass it to the slot, to the flat, and it's incomplete, as the intended receiver was Chris Guidry, and he was unable to reel that one in.
Troy Ayuti on the coverage for Brian.
So that brings up fourth down for the Cubs, and in punting situation, the first time the Cubs will punt in this ballgame. Both teams scored on their opening drive on convincing offensive possessions. However, these last two drives for both teams, the offense kind of stalled.
Yes, it did. Just couldn't get anything, any rhythm going.
Snap goes back to the punter. The punt is away. Brian will backtrack on it and bobble it. The ball is loose, still loose, but Brian able to corral it at the 19-yard line, where it will be first and 10 for the Brian Vikings, taking over at their own 19-yard line.
There was Terrence Lewis deep for Brian.
Now Lewis, I think he may have called a fair catch, but just couldn't corral that ball, and it fell away. There were a couple of Cubs down there, but he had the mentality to stick with it and fell on top of it before Brenham could.
Did a good job of recovering the football.
2:57 to play here in the first quarter. The Vikings coming out for their third drive of the ballgame. They'll send two receivers out to the right, one to the left. A quarterback staying in the gun. Turner barks out the signals, takes the snap, hands it off to a back going to the right side. But that defensive line for Brenham plugs up the hole and wraps up the ball carrier before he goes anywhere. It's now second down for the Vikings.
Darius Brown in on stop for the Cubs.
A yard pickup on the play. The ball is now at the 20-yard line of the Vikings. Two receivers to the right side, one man in the slot, quarterback from the gun. two receivers bunched up on the left side. They're going to fake the handoff. They're going to hand it off on the reverse, but Brenham does not fall for it. But a strong run by Terrence Lewis. Lewis, who came from the wide receiver position, came around the back end of the play and cut around. Brenham's defense stuck with him, but he fought forward for a gain of about 7 yards. Brings the third down.
Led by Quincy Adams for the Cubs.
Third down and 3 needed. Snap goes back. Quarterback rolling to the right. Under pressure. He's going to keep it himself, and he's brought down in the backfield, and he took a shot.
Caleb Espinoza.
And right now we have a player shaken up on the field for Brian as we have a official's timeout with a minute 36 to play here in the first quarter. 8-7 your score. The Brenham Cubs on top of the Vikings as looks like we're going to have a break in the action. So with this timeout, we're going to go back to the studios and we're going to hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends. We're back after this. All right, we're back to play, and the kick is away on the ensuing punt here on fourth down. It'll bounce and be fielded by Jabarion Moore, who will take it at the 40-yard line and bring it into Brian territory as he's chased out of bounds at about the 45-yard line where the Cubs will take over first and 10, again, in Brian territory.
Nathan Johnson ran him out of bounds.
So we had a player shaken up on the field that took us to that timeout for Brian. He was able to make his way off the field under his own power, so we should be good on that. 8-7 your score. Brenham on top, and the Cubs come back out on offense with excellent field position at the Brian 45-yard line. Shotgun formation, quarterback by himself. He's going to take it himself, and he is wrapped up from behind. Go ahead.
Getting the defensive man here. Jaden Morris, Zyron Upshaw at quarterback.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, there was a different quarterback. So Brenham mixing things up here early. Now they're going to send Harvey back in. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Second down after the yard loss. 11 yards needed. Snap goes back, faking the handoff. Quarterback moving to the right. He's looking to run, but has nowhere to go. And the Brian defense brings down the quarterback, Jordan Harvey, in the backfield for a sack down to the 49-yard line. It'll bring up third down.
Jaden Morris again on the stop.
So far here on this drive, Brenham getting their best field position of the game. But they have only gone backwards. And right now we have another player shaken up for Brian. But quickly making his way off the field under his own power. Getting your score 8-7. Brenham leads 28 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. It's third down for the Cubs. 14 yards needed. Brenham leading by a point, but looking to extend the lead on this drive. They'll send three receivers to the right and one to the left. Harvey, from the gun, sends the running back in motion out to the left. Takes the snap, looking to throw. Going to step up, gets the ball off, but it's bobbled and knocked incomplete by the lineman. Almost intercepted by the Brian Vikings. And now it'll bring up fourth down in another punting situation for the Cubs.
Yeah, Taylon DeVault and trying to get the other number. Both had a shot at getting that interception.
So Landon Zelenka will come out to do the punting, the junior punter for Brenham, as Terrence Lewis goes back deep for the return. Standing at his own 39-yard line, the snap goes back. The kick is away, and it's a good one. It will go over every... Oh, no, it goes out of bounds. I never saw it. It went... I said it was a good one, but this one just moved all the way back up. It had some hang time, but just went to the right and ends up going out of bounds at the 32-yard line in Brian territory. So about a 15-yard punt?
Yes, yeah. That's it.
7 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. 8-7, your score. The Cubs on top. And the Bryan Vikings come out on offense. Tommy, I mentioned it before. The first two drives of this game, this looked like this was going to be an all-offensive attack with both teams and their running games. But since those first two drives, it's been all defense.
Defense stepped it up.
Snap goes back to the quarterback. Bryan hands it off over to the left side. And again, Brenham's defense plugs up the hole and a gain of about a yard for the running back for Bryan. That'll be the end of the first quarter. 8-7 your score. The Cubs on top by 1 point as we move to the second quarter. We'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sports friends. It's the start of the second quarter with Bryan with the football, handing it off to the right side, shaking a few tacklers, getting up to the 40-yard line, and finally brought down out of just shy of out of bounds. They'll keep the clock rolling as the Bryan Vikings pick up a first down, but there is a flag in the backfield. 8-7, your score. Brenham on top by a point here with 11:50 to play here in the first half.
Thank God for the penalty.
Yeah, definitely.
Did a great job of avoiding several tacklers.
So the penalty moves the Vikings back 10 yards, and instead of being a gain of a first down, it remains second down, and now it's second down and 10. Vikings still on offense. Clock rolling now as we just started the second quarter. Quarterback from the gun takes the snap, drops back, throws it to the left side, has a man complete at the 25, up to the 30, and brought down at about the 32-yard line.
17.
That was Cameron Glade making the catch, the tight end for the Vikings.
Jaden Shipley in on the stop for the Cubs.
While it was a good gain because of the penalty, it's now third and 9. Not enough, an 11-yard pickup, but not enough for the first down. So Brenham still benefiting from the third penalty of the game by the Vikings. Shotgun formation, two receivers to the right. Snap goes back. Quarterback looking to throw, fakes the throw, checks it down to a man underneath. Has the first down at the 45, up to the 50, and brought down hard out of bounds at about the 42-yard line.
It's Jaden Shipley and a stop for the Cubs.
That was Terrence Lewis. Lewis is listed as an athlete on the roster. He's not a wide receiver. He's not a running back. He's listed as an athlete, so they seem to move him around.
He does a pretty good job.
First down, snap goes back, looking to throw to the left side, and we have a whistle on a flag on the backfield behind the Cubs. So that will negate the play. Referees talking things over. It is first and 10 for the Vikings as it stands right now.
But substitution, defense, 13 players in formation.
So the penalty goes against the Cubs. It'll be their first penalty of the game as there were too many men on the field for the Cubs. They had 13, the referee said. Did you hear the coaches to our left? They said we had 12.
That'll give a coach gray hair.
Either way, it's wrong coach.
Right.
Now first and 5. Snap handed off. Brenham's defensive line again wraps up the ball carrier. And it's a loss on the play. Brings up second down.
Big stop there by Shane Escamilla.
Second down and 6 for the Vikings with a ball at the 38-yard line. Again, shotgun formation. Receivers bunched up on the right side. Man moves in motion. They're going to pitch it to the man coming across the field. Not much of a gain, maybe 3 yards at most. We have two refs standing in two different positions. One is very generous. The other is not.
Doyle Brown running him out of bounds for the Cubs.
The referee with the H on his back for headline judge is saying, nope, that was, he stepped out of bounds at the 36-yard line. So instead of being a one-yard need, it's now a four-yard need. Snap goes back, fakes the handoff, ball is passed, but incomplete off the intended receiver's hands. Terrence Lewis unable to make the catch for the Vikings, and it brings up fourth down, and we'll see here with the ball at the 36-yard line of Brenham what the Vikings are going to decide to do.
Jay Brown Moore on the coverage for the Cubs.
So a big fourth down play here for the Vikings. Brenham's defense looking to step up. Fourth and four. Ball in Brenham territory at the 36-yard line. Down to 10 seconds on the play clock. Brian still trying to get things set. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Down to 5 seconds. Running back in the backfield. Quarterback drops, and I believe we're going to get a timeout. So Brian's coaching staff calling their second timeout as that clock ticked down. As again, your score 8-7 with 10:35 to play here in the first half. We'll be back after we hear just 30 seconds from our sports friends. So 10:35 to play here in the first half with Brenham leading 8-7 over the Bryan Vikings. We are here in Bryan. It is a homecoming for the Vikings as the Vikings are facing a 4th and 4 with the ball at the Brenham Cub 36-yard line. The Vikings looking to pick up the first down. Brenham looking to make a big stop. The snap goes back. High snap. Faking the handoff. Quarterback's going to keep it moving to the outside. He gets to the outside, but Brenham continues the pursuit and makes the stop in the backfield. And in fact, that wasn't the normal quarterback. That
was Terrence Lewis on the Wildcat.
So Lewis unable to pick up the first down, and the Cubs will take over. 1st and 10 on the turnover on downs as the Cubs lead 8-7 here with 10:27 to play before halftime.
Big stop there by the Cub defense.
Yeah, definitely. Brenham up to the task there as they're looking to protect this one-point lead. They force the turnover on downs, and now the Cubs have a chance to put together a strong drive before the half and try and extend this lead. Three receivers bunched up on the left side. Quarterback takes the snap. Going to pass it in the flat. It's complete. Moving upfield across the 40. Getting out of bounds. Looks like he's just shy of the end zone. That was C.J. Jones. Excuse me. Wrong roster. Zyron Upshaw on the catch.
Zyron. William Hilburn running him out of bounds.
2nd down for the Cubs, right at the 45-yard line in Brenham territory. Three receivers over on the left side. Quarterback stays in the gun. This is Jordan Harvey taking the snap, giving it off to the back, finds a hold. That's Dixon. Dixon with the sideline. He's got a hole, and he goes out of bounds untouched as he was just moments away from being hit. As he gets down, it looks like he's actually stepped out further than what he thought he did, up to the 18-yard line.
Melvin Session coming up to put a little pressure on Jacoby.
So a huge gain for the Cubs. Set up the Cubs inside the red zone with it being 1st and 10 from the 18-yard line. Quarterback from the gun takes the snap, dumping it off to Dixon. Dixon moves right through the line but has nowhere to go. Might have gotten a yard, if that. Dixon tried to go into the flats, but then when he caught the ball, he thought he saw a hole and decided to go up the middle with it.
Jamarcus Joshua, on the stop for Brian.
It's now 2nd down and 10. No gain on that previous play. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Harvey from the gun takes the snap, hands it off to Dixon. Dixon moves to the left side. He is wrapped up, and he will reach the ball across the line of scrimmage to at least get 1 yard on the play.
Carson Dodd on the stop for Brian.
It's now 3rd down And I don't even think they're going to give him that yard on the play. It's third and 10 still. Brenham looking to get an opening here. A promising drive with the possibility to stall. Brenham would love to get more than a field goal out of this drive. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Harvey takes the snap from the gun, looking to throw across the slant, and it is caught down into the end zone. Yes, touchdown, Cubs.
Chris Guidry.
Yeah, Chris Guidry, he was lined up on the right side. He ran a slant in toward the end zone and leaped up, brought the ball down, and just managed to cross the end zone as he was being tackled to put the Cubs up 14-7 with the point after still to come.
Blue Sinega
with the kick, but the snap is bobbled. The holder, Landon Zelinka, the punter, unable to control the snap. And now two-point conversion Brenham went for earlier, looking big here as it's now 14-7 after the failed two-point conversion. 8:48 to play here before halftime. The Cubs on top, 14-7. We'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors. 8:48 to play here in the first half as the kickoff is taken
by
the Vikings and brought all the way up to the 26-yard line where the Vikings will take over first and 10.
Ryder Stewart on the stop for the Cubs.
So the Vikings take over at their own 26-yard line. Offense slowly coming back onto the field, sending two receivers out to the right, one to the left. 15 seconds on the play clock. Snap goes back. Quarterback fakes the handoff. Will pass it to the in a slant pass, and making the catch is DeAndre Williams.
And Cartel Brown on the stop.
That'll be enough for a first down, and the Vikings move the chain. Snap goes back, handoff up the middle, finding a hole is the running back this time. That's Titus Runnels carrying the ball, and he will have just enough for the first down. It'll bring up first and 10 for the Vikings at their own 47.
Just tripped up by Quincy Adams.
Vikings going quickly here. They'll pass it into the flat. It is caught. Moving into Brenham territory and brought down at the 48-yard line, making the catch is Tyree Love.
Jace Miller on the stop for the Cubs.
Second down and 5 after the 5-yard pickup for the Vikings. The Vikings now in Brenham territory at the 48. Snap goes back. Hand off to Runnels again. Runnels unable to find the hole, but he will pick up about a yard on the play. Brings up third down for the Vikings.
I made a mistake there. Previous stop was Ryder Stewart. Now it was Jace Miller.
So now Brian looking to slow things down after about four plays in a row where they were moving the ball. It's now third and about 4 needed for the first down. The scoreboard just went out over on the right side of the field. Quarterback from the gun takes the snap, handing it off to the back in the backfield. Runnels has nowhere to go except into the ground as the Belleville defensive pursuit right there to make the stop.
Good job there by Mason Sieber for the Cubs.
7 minutes to play here before halftime. It's another fourth down play for the Vikings, and they are going for it. Their second fourth down attempt. Snap goes back. They're going to fake the handoff, pass it, and incomplete as the intended receiver, DeAndre Williams, had to reach back to try and make the catch, and it just went off his hands incomplete. And the Cubs take over first and 10 after the turnover on downs.
Good coverage there by Cartel Brown and Quincy Adams.
6:43 to play here in the first half. Brenham with a 14-7 lead, and they will take over at their own 46-yard line. Excellent field position for the Cubs to start this drive as they look to run out a little more of this clock before halftime and possibly extend on this 14-7 lead. Cubs come out on offense. Harvey sticking in the shotgun. I don't think we've seen him under center all game. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Snap goes back. They're going to dump it off to Dixon in the slot. Going out to the outside, tripped up, and goes out of bounds after gaining only 2 yards. Dixon making the catch for Belleville, or for Brenham. There it is.
William Hilburn running him out of bounds.
Clock stopped at 6:38 here on second down for the Cubs. Second and eight. Two receivers on the right side of the formation, one to the left. Harvey from the gun with Dixon to his left. Takes the snap, hands it off to Dixon. Dixon shakes the tackler, gets up across the 50, and continues to push the pile forward as this scrum continues to meet right at the first down marker. It's going to be whether the referee says it's a first down or not, and they do. The Cubs pick up the first down, move the chains at the... That's the 44-yard line in Viking territory.
Talon Duvall, we'll give him credit.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Quarterback for Brenham stays in the shotgun. Has a back to the right side of the formation. Snap goes back. They're going to hand it off to Dixon, who goes to the left. Pushing forward and brought down after a gain of about 3 yards, just shy of the 40-yard line. It's now second down for the Cubs. Clock continues to roll.
Nathan Johnson and Jamarcus Joshua on the top.
Remember, coming up at halftime, we'll have performances by the Brenham Cub Band, as well as our Student of the Week. A few other things we'll talk about. Second down and seven for the Cubs. Three receivers on the right side. A flanker to the left of the formation. Snap goes back to Harvey. Hands it off to the right side. Different running back this time. This is Zyran Upshaw. And Upshaw, no gain on the play, brings up third down for the Cubs.
Chester Gooden on the stop for Brian.
So it's now third down and long for the Cubs. They need to get to the 35-yard line. Harvey steps out of the formation and looks toward the sideline, audibling out of the play. Again, two receivers on either side of the formation. It's third and eight, and it looks like we're going to get a timeout called by the Cubs. 4:33 to play here before halftime. It is 14-7, your score. The Cubs lead. We'll be back after we hear just 30 seconds from our sports friends. We're back here in Bryan, where it's third down for Brenham. 4:33 to play before halftime. The Cubs lead 14-7. Third and eight for the Cubs. Cubs couldn't get their formation set, and so they had to call a timeout. And now, out of the timeout, they look to go for it here on third down. Snap goes back to Harvey. Harvey hands it off. Dixon with the carry. He'll pick up about 2 yards before being brought down at the 40-yard line.
Talon DeVault on the stop for Brian.
So not much of a gain. Brenham looking toward the sideline. Are they going to send in the punting team? Doesn't look like it. Looks like Brenham's going to go for it here on fourth down with approaching 4 minutes to play here before halftime. The Cubs up by seven. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Quarterback Harvey from the gun. He'll step out of the formation again. Look to the sideline. Down to 15 seconds on the play clock. Coaches sending in the new play. Down to 2 seconds, and I think Brenham's going to call another timeout.
Timeout. Brenham. Their second timeout.
So we're going to keep it here. Tommy, you mentioned that the first touchdown is usually, we usually have a sponsor.
Yes, we do. Nathan's Barbecue.
Yeah, Nathan's Barbecue in Brenham, as they sponsor our first touchdown of the game. And since we already had our first touchdown of the game, who's our winner for tonight's game?
Bob Schubert, Brenham, Texas.
All right. Well, congratulations to Bob Schubert. We will get you our...
A rack of ribs.
Yeah, a rack of ribs. And you can enjoy that, just like I will probably be enjoying that on, you know, the first Sunday of the month when they have turkey and dressing. My mom's a big fan of their turkey and dressing, so she's always there at Nathan's every Sunday.
That's a pretty good meal on the first Sunday, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, yeah. She doesn't care if it's... November 1st or December 1st, you know, if it's Thanksgiving or not, she's getting that turkey and dressing. Back to play here, fourth down for the Cubs. Fourth and about 5 yards needed for the Cubs as they look toward the sideline again to get a play change. Two receivers to the left, down to 10 seconds on the play clock. Harvey takes the snap. They're going to hand it off to Dixon. Dixon trying to get to the outside. He will. Up to the 40.
Oh,
he leaps forward.
Move.
And gets just enough for the first down. And the Cubs convert on fourth and five to keep this drive going.
Jamarcus Joshua on the stop for Brian.
So the Brenham Cubs continue this drive.
That was just good hard running there by Dixon.
Shotgun formation for the Cubs. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Man moves in motion to the left. Their snap goes back. Quarterback's going to throw it to the left. Shakes the tackler. Get up. Field to the 20 and brought down inside, excuse me, the 30. Inside the 30-yard line or right at the 30-yard line.
Zyron Upshaw.
Hey, real fast, I'm going to read this about Nathan's Barbecue being proud to sponsor that first touchdown. Visit Nathan's Barbecue for lunch specials daily, including brisket, street tacos, hamburger steaks, home-style fried chicken, and backed by popular demand, Sunday specials. Every first Sunday is that turkey and dressing that we were just talking about. Call Nathan's Barbecue at 1309 Prairie Lee, proud supporters of area sports. For your chance to win during the first touchdown, stop by Nathan's Barbecue and register. Second down, ball handed off, and picking up a couple yards will bring up third down for the Cubs. About 4 yards, 3 yards short of the first down marker. Brenham lining up in a bunch formation, snap, bobbled, and kind of like a fumble Ruski looked like, right? Picks
not
up a yard.
Not a good play.
And Brenham will take over, or will move it fourth down. And about a yard needed with the ball right at the 25-yard line of the Vikings. Under 2 minutes to play here in the first half. 14-7 your score.
Chester Gooden on the stop.
Brenham going for it on fourth down again. Shotgun formation. Three receivers to the left. Clock continuing to roll under 10 seconds on the play clock. Brenham's already used two timeouts on this drive. Snap goes back, throwing it to the left side, caught and complete. Up to the down to the 10, and brought down inside the 10-yard line.
Cartel Brown.
For Brenham, and the Cubs now set up first and goal under a minute 30 to play here before halftime. The Cubs up 14-7. They're up by 7 right now, looking to extend on this lead.
William Hilburn on the stop for Brian.
Brenham looking to not only extend their lead, but score right before halftime. And Brenham does get the ball to open the second half as we got another timeout call, this time by Brian. A minute 5 to play here before halftime. 14-7 your score. We'll be back after we hear just 30 seconds from our sports friends. A minute 5 to play here before halftime, and the Cubs lead 14-7 over Brian, and Brenham is threatening to extend on that lead. It's first and goal from about the 7-yard line for the Cubs as the Cubs send three wide receivers out to the right. Shotgun formation. Harvey takes the snap, fakes the handoff, tosses it to the right side. It's complete. Moving upfield, diving, and brought down just short of the end zone was Cartel Brown. And it's now going to bring up second down and goal from the 1-yard line.
William Hilburn on the stop.
We saw Harvey sneak it in already once. Let's see if he does it again. They are lined up in that bunch formation. Quarterback with the running back and fullback you know, blanketing him, and the offense is, the offensive line is bunched together. It's going to be a power of strength, and the snap. Does Brenham get in? So far, they say no. And the clock is down to 13 seconds. Brenham trying to get back to the line to try again. Brings up third down and inches at the goal line. Snap taken. And this time getting into the end zone are the Cubs. And it's now 20-7 with 3 seconds remaining and the point after still to come for the Cubs.
There's Jordan Harvey.
Jordan Harvey on the quarterback sneak, his second rushing touchdown of the game, puts Brenham up 20-0, and again, the point after is still to come. Brenham taking their time to get their field goal unit out, and they will call a timeout. That'll be their third and final timeout. Again, Tommy, we're going to keep it here. Good drives here for Brenham here late in the second half, looking to build momentum to go into the second half of the game. We didn't get a chance to talk about it, but the coin toss is brought to you by Brenham National Bank. So when it comes time for the kickoff, we'll talk about that again as how the coin toss went
in
down.
In that second half, it'll play big.
Yeah, so Brenham looking to kind of get that two-score swing here, score at the end of the second half, and then score to open the second half. But we'll see how that goes as the point after now comes up. We had a bobbled snap on the last point after attempt by the Cubs. This one's down clean, and the kick is up and good. 21-7, your score here with 3 seconds remaining here before halftime. We'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sports friends. Three seconds remaining here before halftime. Brenham will kick the ball away, and it will bounce at about the 20-yard line where Brian will take it and basically take a knee before any kind of advancement with the ball. And so Brian takes over with 2 seconds trailing in this ball game. The Cubs on top 21-7.
Cameron Liotta on the return for Brian.
So now the Vikings with 2 seconds to play before halftime will take the field. We'll see if they just take a knee and go to the locker room or if they attempt to air things out and hope for the best before halftime, as the Vikings aren't lined up to kneel, but that doesn't mean the quarterback may not. Shotgun formation. Two receivers to the left. Snap goes back. Quarterback will pass. It will be completed at the 35-yard line, and Brenham's there to make the stop. And that will be the end of the first half. 21-7, your score. Brenham leading Brian here at the half. We'll be back with second half action, or halftime information, after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors. 21-7, your score here at the half as the Belleville, I'm used to doing Belleville.
It's okay.
Yeah, the Brenham Cubs lead the Bryan Vikings 21-7. Again, we're here at the half. Right now we have the Brenham Cub band out on the field along with the Bells dance team. Unfortunately, we do not have a crowd mic, so we are unable to get that unless we're able to run a mic out. Was there no door over there?
No door.
Yeah, so we're on one side of the press box, and there is not a door for us to get a mic out. So we thought we were able to plug into their...
They were going to try to get it going, but it didn't work.
So right now we are soundless out in the field, so we're sorry if it just sounds like we're in a hollow room, because that's basically what we're in. But anyway, Tommy, let's talk about that first half. The Brenham Cubs, they started the game by kicking things off. Our opening kickoff was sponsored by Hyundai of Brenham. They're proud to be one of KWHI's sponsors. If you haven't already, stop by and check out their brand new showroom and service center. Haven't considered a Hyundai before? Here's two big reasons why you should. Hyundai has earned more safety awards than any other brand, and they've got America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain coverage. And this year, they are partnering with Brenham ISD to reward students for perfect attendance by giving away a vehicle. They know the value of hard work and want to celebrate the students who put in the effort. Go Cubs. So again, we're here at the half. Cubs lead 21-7 as we got things started with the Cubs attempting an onside kick. Unfortunately, that didn't go as planned. Brian recovered it and had excellent field position to start things off, and they managed to put together a strong offensive drive with their running backs.
No doubt about it. That offensive line for Brian is doing an outstanding job.
Yeah, definitely. The first drive for Brian ended in a touchdown. Brian took a early 7-0 lead, but the great thing was that Brenham bounced back and responded with a rushing attack of their own.
Oh, no doubt about it. They mixed in the pass, and with the hard running of Jacoby Dixon, just did an outstanding job moving down the field and getting the touchdown and the two-point conversion to go ahead in the ball game.
Yeah, definitely. 8-7 after the first two drives of this game, the Brenham Cubs leading by that 1 point. After those first two drives, though, it really became a defensive affair out there. The defensive line for Brenham has looked very impressive, plugging up those holes, making some adjustments that they didn't have in that first drive.
Oh, no doubt about it. The down lineman on that defensive front is just doing an outstanding job.
Now, at the same time, Brenham's offense hasn't been they picked it up late in the second half, but there for a while, both teams stalled, and it took a while for Brenham to get things going in the second half, where it wasn't until about midway that Brenham got back on the scoreboard to make it 14-7.
No doubt about it. Chris Guidry ran a post pattern. Jordan Harvey threw a bullet, and Chris Guidry went up to get it, to get that second touchdown for the Cubs.
Harvey, that's what I was going to get to next, is that Harvey took his second rushing touchdown in of the game from 1 yard out after they got the clock down to, what, 3 seconds? Is that what we
yes.
said? Yeah, so Brenham, on that final drive, they milked the clock as much as they could. Great clock management. Managed to get into the end zone before the half ended and extended that lead to 21-7. But not only that, they're getting the ball to start the second half, so they have a chance to do a little two-score swing there where they score at the end of the first half and then possibly open the drive with a second score.
That is a great point. If the Cubs can come back and in that second half, get another touchdown on that kickoff, we could really build some momentum.
Definitely. As again, your score here at the half, 21-7, your score. Brenham on top of Bryan here in Bryan. Again, it is homecoming for the Vikings. So right now we have the Cubs out on the Cub band out on the field as they look to do their halftime show. We'll be back with more of our halftime show after we hear another set of sponsors here on KEWHI. We'll be back after this. Halftime here in Bryan. The Brenham Cubs lead the Bryan Vikings 21-7 here again at the half. As again, we have the Brenham Cub band out on the field. We do not have a crowd mic here tonight. We were unable to set one up and we're unable to connect to the Bryan PA system to pick up the sound. So the band right now performing out on the field. That being said, 21-7 your score. Brenham leading here at the half, building on some big halftime momentum. And Tommy, it's time for our Mattress Guys halftime nap time giveaway. That means that if you are the 12th caller to call KWHI Studios at 979-836-9937. You can win a Z-Gel convolution pillow from Mattress Guys. Just call in to 979-836-9937 and be the 12th caller. The Z-Gel convolution pillow is infused with gel to create a cooler sleeping atmosphere with different levels of customer support for all sleeping positions. And you can get yours at the Mattress Guys. Owner and native Brenhamite, Anthony Jasinski, invites you to stop in his store at 2668 Highway 36 South in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center. Stop in and check out their Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattress sets and a wide selection of pillows and sheets. Please, only one pillow winner per household during the Cub football season. All right, again, that number, 979-836-9937, and be the 12th caller.
You need to get one of those pillows.
I think we talked about my mom earlier wanting the turkey and dressing at Nathan's. I think she has one of those that she got from Mattress Guys as well.
No, that's a pillow.
Yeah, so if you want one of those pillows, Tommy endorses it. So we can hook you up if you call the 12th caller at 979-836-9937. Over in Schulenburg, we have a halftime score with Burton and Schulenburg 14-7. As Schulenburg leads the Burton Panthers, was it the halftime score?
Not quite
half. But okay, so we got a 14-7 score near the half.
It is half.
It's half.
Nicholas corrected.
When you first got it, it wasn't halftime, but by the time it got to me, it was it's halftime. But anyway, here in Brenham, it is in Bryan, it is 21-7. The Cubs lead the Vikings here at the half. We'll be back after we hear another 2 minutes from our sports friends. Welcome back to Bryan, where your score 21-7. The Brenham Cubs lead the Bryan Vikings here at the half. Tommy, we talked about it in the pregame show. Not only is this a big test for the Cubs, who have come into this this game this season with a 2-0 record, they're playing a 6A team when the Cubs themselves are only a 5A team.
No doubt about it. And very good, solid opponent. I like what Coach Youngs is doing in these non-district games.
Definitely. The Cubs so far starting out hot. I don't have it in front of me, but off the top of your head, do you know who else is in the Cubs district? Because it just changed this year, right?
Yes, we're in a new district. What is it? Belton?
You got, yep, Belton, Brian Rutter, who we'll see.
Right.
Colleen Ellison.
Colleen Ellison.
Waco and Waco University.
Yes, two Wacos.
And so Waco University has already played three games. They're undefeated as well. I think we've played them a few years in the past in district play,
yes.
And they have been a tough test for the Cubs.
Yeah. And they're supposed to have one of these elite wide receivers.
So look forward to a few of these games between Belton, again, Brian Rutter, which also uses the same stadium, Colleen Ellison, Waco, and Waco University. So that's the district. We'll give you scores on those teams coming up here later in our halftime show. But right now we need to announce our winner of the G-Zell Convolution Pillow from Mattress Guys. And our winner was Judy, so congratulations to Judy. According to Tommy, you'll get a great night's sleep. So congratulations to Judy on winning the Mattress Guys halftime nap time giveaway.
We don't have a last name, but Judy knows who's going to get it.
Yeah, she's the one who is the 12th caller, so she knows she won. But 21-7 is your score here at the half. Brenham on top of the Bryan Vikings. Again, homecoming here. It's homecoming. You can see the dresses out there. Halftime may run a little long, but aside from that, it is halftime and the Cubs lead 21-7 over Bryan. We'll be back after we hear another 2 minutes from our sports friends. 21-7 is your score. We are here at the half, and the Brenham Cubs lead the Bryan Vikings here in Bryan. And it's time to take a look at our HEB Student Scholar of the Week. And today's HEB Student Scholar of the Week is Bailey Stagan. So congratulations to Bailey. This award is based on academic excellence, and she will receive a certificate from HEB. Again, her favorite subject is math, favorite teacher, Mrs. Stoltz, favorite sport or extracurricular activity. She put 4-H and Heritage Bells. For college, she plans to attend Texas A&M and major in accounting. Yep, that's what I'm saying. Some advice she wants to give to other students about preparing for the future is don't be afraid to explore new things, especially when figuring out what you want to do after high school. You never know what exciting opportunities might come your way. So again, congratulations to Bailey Stagan, your HEB Scholar of the Week.
Smart young lady.
Hey, we're back here in Bryan, Texas at Merle Green Stadium. It is homecoming here in Bryan. They are currently announcing the candidates of the homecoming court as we got about, it's just 6 minutes on the clock, but like we said earlier, this is probably going to be a little longer halftime because of the candidates. But your score, 21-0, the 2024. Brenham Cubs lead 21-7 here at the half. Right now we're going to take a look at some other scores from the area as we have a final between Georgetown Eastview and Belton. Georgetown Eastview got the victory 48-14. Waco University defeated China Springs 31-21. Waco leads Cleburne in the third quarter 14-7. The Bryan Rutter Rangers lead Pflugerville Conley 28-6. And then Killeen Shoemaker leads Killeen Ellison 35-28. Some other games that we keep up with, if this can load fast enough. It doesn't. Last night, Belleville defeated Fort Bend Crawford 62-0. In the fourth quarter, things are all tied up between Hempstead and Somerville 14-14. In the fourth quarter, Bay City leads Columbia 28-7. Sealy leads Brazosport in the third quarter 28-0. Hitchcock leads Lamarck 34-7 at the half. Wharton leads Houston 34-0. Navasota leads Brookshire Royal 35-8. They're still in the second quarter. Midway through the fourth quarter, Stafford leads Sweeney 10-0. Jarrell leads Caldwell 20-7. Salado leads Giddings 27-0 at the half. Late in the third quarter, Columbus leads Needville 60-21. And at the beginning of the third quarter, we already mentioned it, Schulenberg leads Burton 14-7. Norman G. leads Snook in the fourth quarter 20-6. And then at the half, LaGrange leads Smithville 28-0. And, of course, your halftime score here in Bryan, the Brenham Cubs lead the Bryan Vikings 21-7. We'll be back with more of our halftime show after we hear 2 minutes from our sports friends. Welcome back to Bryan here at Merle Green Stadium. 21-7 your score. The Brenham Cubs lead here at the half as both teams have come onto the field. The Cubs ran through their nice blow-up tunnel. Bryan standing in the end zone. They're not. Doesn't look like they're actually going to run out, are they? Here they go. No banner, but that being said, 21-7 your score. We got some halftime stats for you here. The Bryan Vikings, they have carried the ball 20 times on 67 for 67 yards. The leading rusher was JaVale Wade carrying the ball five times for 32 yards with one touchdown. Titus Reynolds has carried the ball nine times for 28 yards. Terrence Lewis has also carried the ball two times for 6 yards, giving them those 67 yards. Receiving stats, you have Terrence Lewis, who has four catches for 56 yards, and DeAndre Williams with one catch for 11 yards. Also, Cameron Glade with one catch for 10 yards, and Tyron Love with one catch for 5 yards. For the Brenham Cubs, carrying the ball, leading the way is Dixon. He has 12 carries for 120 yards. Harvey has two touchdowns with those one-yard runs. And then receiving, Guidry has two catches for 27 yards and one touchdown. Dixon has one reception for 2 yards. Brown has four receptions for 39 yards, and Upshaw has two catches for 11 yards. That's a total of 79 yards with one touchdown. And that's going to get us back to the start of the third quarter. And again, our kickoff is brought to you by Hyundai of Brenham. They're proud to be one of KWHI's sponsors. If you haven't already, stop by and check out their brand new showroom and service center. Drive into unbeatable savings during Hyundai's getaway sales event. Take home a 2024 Hyundai Tucson or Elantra with a 1.99 APR for 60 months, or drive off in style with a all-new 2024 Santa Fe, now with a special 2.99% for 60 months and backed by America's Best Warranty. If you're looking for something bigger, the 2024 Hyundai Palisade is the way to go with a 3.49 RPA for 48 months. Again, our kickoff, which is taken by the Brenham Cubs at the 10-yard line, is Dixon. He's up to the 40, has one man to beat, and he is shoved out of bounds at the 50-yard line. So about a 40-yard return for Dixon on the opening kickoff.
Sabrion Lowry, all that running him out of bounds for the Vikings.
So Brenham will take over first and 10 here to start the second half, leading 21-7. And again, they scored in the closing seconds of the first half to extend this to a 14-point lead. And now the Cubs look to build on that. By himself in the shotgun is Harvey. Three receivers to the left.
That's our run.
Snap goes back, and you're right. We have a different quarterback. He's going to keep it himself as he dives forward. He'll be just short of the first down marker. Again, carrying that ball was
Zyron Upshaw.
Upshaw, yes, thank you.
Carson Dodd on the tackle for Brian.
Second and one for the Cubs. Same formation. Upshaw still in the backfield at quarterback. Takes the snap. He's going to run it to the right side again, trying to pick up that first down. But this time, Bryant is ready for him, and Upshaw just loses a yard. Brings up third and two now.
Jamarcus Joshua, big stop.
Clock is rolling. We're almost to 11 minutes to play here in the third quarter. 21-7 your score. Brenham with the ball and the lead. Now Harvey back out there with Dixon in the backfield with him. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Snap goes back. Quarterback's going to hand it off to Dixon. Dixon's going to be met by a slew of defenders, but he reaches forward. We'll see if the refs give him the spot. It doesn't look like they will. It'll bring up fourth and inches.
That was Carson Dodd for Brian on the stop.
So Brenham, again, looking to make a decision here. Do we go for it on fourth down? The ball right at the Viking 43-yard line, and it does look like the Cubs will go for it. And they're bunched up again. Harvey will keep it on the snap. We have a flag down. Looks like the Cubs would have picked it up, but I believe this flag is going against Brenham. False start against the Cubs. It'll be a 5-yard penalty, and that may change the thought process for the Cubs. Instead of attempting to go for it on fourth down, the punting unit will come out. Landon Zelenka, the junior punter, comes out. looking to kick this one away. The last time he punted the ball, he kind of shanked it off the right side of his foot, and it was only about a 15-yard punt.
DeAndre Williams deep for Brian.
This time he gets a good punt that will be fair caught inside the 10-yard line, but again bobbled. But again, the return man, Williams, was able to keep it close enough to where he didn't give it up. The Vikings will take over first and 10 inside their own 10-yard line as the offense for the Vikings comes back out for their first drive of the second half.
Going to be a key defensive series for the Cubs.
Definitely. 10 minutes to play here in the third quarter. And with the Vikings back with their backs up against their own end zone, the Cubs have a chance to keep field possession in their favor here if they prevent the Vikings from putting a drive together. Shotgun formation, a back behind the quarterback. They're going to hand it off, this time going to the right side. Tripped up, but staying on his feet. Crosses the 10 and is pushed forward across the 15 and finally brought down at the 18-yard line. Carrying the ball for the Vikings is Wade.
Darius Brown on the stop for the Cubs.
An 8-yard pickup for the Vikings, and it's second down and 2.
He just kept moving his feet.
Yeah, and got some help from people from the Vikings pushing him forward. And now with it being second down, the snap goes back. Quarterback hands it off again. This time a hole to the left side. And the Bryan Viking running game is looking good here to start the second half.
Dahl Brown in on the stop for the Cubs.
First down is picked up with the ball now at the Bryan 26-yard line. Snap goes back, handing it off again. This time Wade moves up the middle, and Brenham is able to close the hole and bring the running back down. A gain of about 2, maybe 3 yards.
Caleb Espinosa on the stop for the Cubs.
It's now second down for the Vikings. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Snap goes back. Going to hand it off. Tripped up and falling forward, picking about 2 yards. Again, JaVale Wade.
Christian Prosper on the stop for the Cubs.
This drive started at the 10-yard line for the Vikings, and they've moved all the way up to their own 32. Third down and about 4 yards needed. Quarterback dropped back, looking to throw. He's under pressure, gets it off to his halfback, and wrapped up for a loss on the play down to the 30-yard line. A 2-yard loss on the play, and it's going to bring up fourth down for the Vikings.
To a nice open field tackle by Christian Prosper.
So another punting situation for the Vikings as Brenham managed to prevent the Vikings from moving the ball downfield any more than 20 yards.
Cubs, number 8, Cartel Brown.
Cartel Brown back deep to return for the Cubs. Fourth and 6 after that 3-yard loss on the play. And the Vikings look to punt. Snap goes back. Kick is away. And the Cubs will let it bounce. And the Vikings will let it die a natural death at the 39-yard line where Brenham will take over first and 10 in their own territory. 7:22 to play here in the third quarter. Cubs on top 21-7, and the Brenham Cubs get the football back. Offense coming back onto the field. So far, the second half has been a story of punts. Brenham got the ball, they punt. Vikings got the ball, they punt. Now the Cubs back on the field. Snap goes back, low snap. Harvey picks it up, trying to find an opening. He's going to carry it himself, and he dives for the 40-yard line, picking up a yard on a blown play.
Jamarcus Joshua, the stop for Brian.
Second down and 9. Under 7 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Harvey in the gun. Three receivers to the right, a back to the right. Snap goes back, faking the handoff to Dixon. They're going to throw it to a man in the flat. It's caught. Gets up to the 40, but is brought down.
It's Cartel Brown.
Brown nowhere to go on the reception.
Big stop by Wyatt Brown for Brian.
It'll bring up third down, and maybe they gave him a yard on the play, so eight. No, still nine.
Third down and eight.
Two receivers on either side of the formation. Quarterback stays in the shotgun. Fakes the snap and will look over or to the sideline. When I say fake the snap, the quarterback lifts his hands like, hey, let's go, but then no snap. Now he takes the snap. He's going to throw it up the middle, and it is incomplete, and a flag comes in from the backfield. We might have defensive holding.
A pass and 10 for Cartel Brown.
Brennan might catch a break here on this play, but we'll see.
Harvey's pass was incomplete, intended for number 8, Cartel Brown.
Waiting for the referee's signal.
Penalty flag on the field.
Pass interference. Keep it.
So the penalty is against the Bryan Vikings, and that'll give the Cubs a fresh set of downs. So Brennan, after the incomplete pass, was looking for a punting situation, but instead the flag gives the Cubs a first down and a big chunk of yards as they are now at their the Viking 44-yard line. Harvey in the shotgun. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Under 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Snap goes back. Fakes the handoff. They'll give it on the reverse. Coming around. Cutting upfield across
Cartel.
The 40. Big hole. It's Cartel Brown as he's brought down as he crosses the 25-yard line. They will mark him down at the 20. A big-time run for Cartel Brown.
Troyote on the stop for Brian.
Yeah, Brown started on the right side of the field, took the sweep across, and managed to pick up good yardage for the Cubs. Setting up the Cubs first and 10 at the 20-yard line of Brian. Snap goes back. Hand off to Dixon. Dixon looking for a hole. He's wrapped up. Nowhere to go. Loses a yard on the play. Brings up second down and 11.
Big defensive play by Carson Dodd for Brian.
Brenham looking to capitalize on the big penalty that kept this drive going against Brian. The pass interference call gave the Cubs an automatic first down, which would have been fourth down. Shotgun formation. Three receivers to the right. Snap goes back. Harvey passes it to the flat to Brown. Brown leaps up, makes the catch, finds a hole, slips through down the sideline and into the end zone for a 21-yard touchdown catch and go. The Cubs extend their lead here in the third quarter. 4:46 to play here in the third quarter. 27-7 your score with a point after still to come.
Taking the extra point, number 81, Blue Sinega.
Lucenega steps up to do the kicking. Zelinka to hold. Snap goes back. The kick is up. We have flags on the. Oh, no, we. Yeah, there's a flag on the play. Brian jumped across the line. So see if they were drawn off sides. Looks like Brenham's going to accept it, and they're going to go for two again.
Oh.
Offside. Kick fits. Number 40. Half the bit to the goal. Retry the down.
So Brenham, instead of declining the penalty to get the point after, will decline it and now go for two. So instead of the ball being at, what, the 3-yard line, it's at the 1.5-yard line? Cubs will line up in that jumbo set. Under center is the quarterback. Dixon in the backfield.
That's a wildcat.
Brenham looking toward the sideline. They come set. snap taken back directly to Dixon. And Dixon gets in for the two-point conversion. And the Cubs now lead 29-7 with 4:46 to play here in the third quarter. We'll
like
be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sports friends. Seven is your score. The Cubs lead here in the third quarter after a 21-yard touchdown pass from Harvey to Brown. The kickoff is taken at the edge of the end zone and brought all the way back to the 29-yard line. Make it the 30-yard line by Brian. But the Cubs lead 29-7. Again, that 21-yard touchdown pass from Harvey to Brown as then the two-point conversion after the penalty. Two penalties on that drive by Brian that really helped the Cubs out.
Two key penalties that kept that Cub drive going.
One, a pass interference that would have brought up fourth down had that not pass interference been called. And then a offsides to give Brenham, set up Brenham for the two-point conversion. Brian with the ball, an end-around play. Carrying the ball is Williams. Williams has a big hole. He's up to the 30 and not brought down inside the 20-yard line. The reverse on the play, Terrence Lewis came from the right side wide receiver position, was handed the ball off and just had a big hole and continued to run down the sideline until he was brought down at the 18.
Tylon Powell finally made the tackle for the Cubs.
A touchdown-saving tackle for that matter.
You're right.
Snap goes back, handed off again up the middle. This time the Cubs make the stop. A short gain of about 2, maybe 3 yards brings up second down.
Now Caleb Espinosa on the tackle for the Cubs.
We're approaching 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. The Cubs lead 29-7 over the Bryan Vikings. But the Bryan now looking to get back on the scoreboard for the first time since the first drive of the game. Snap goes back. Quarterback hands it off to a back going to the right side, tripped up and brought down in the backfield. A huge loss as Real Rawls had nowhere to go on that play.
Darius Brown with a big key tackle there.
So now a loss on the play brings up third and long. Vikings waiting to get the play call in from the sideline, sending two receivers out to the left here on third and long. Ball at the 21-yard line. Snap goes back. Quarterback looking to throw. He'll throw a slant pass. It's complete. Shaking a tackler into the five and down into the end zone. Touchdown. Tyree Love with the touchdown pass, and Brian is back on the scoreboard.
Tell you what, that didn't take long.
No, not at all. A little over 3 minutes before they got in. It's now 29-13 with the point after still to come. Snap goes back. Kick is up. Low kick, but good. And it's now 29-14. Brenham leads here with 3:03 to play here in the third quarter. We'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sports friends. 3:05 to play here in the third quarter. It's now 29-14 as Brian manages to respond for the first time since their opening drive. Getting on the scoreboard, it's now again 29-14, but the Cubs still lead, and Brian is about to kick it off and give the ball back to the Cubs. The kick is away. And it is a deep kick that will bounce right about the 3-yard line. Brenham, playing shallow, will pick it up and not much of a return, getting just across the 10-yard line.
Trey Bowers on the return.
Under 3 minutes to play now here in the third quarter. Brenham will take over first and 10 at their own 11-yard line with 2:59 to play here in the third quarter.
Cameron Liotta on the stop for Brian.
Oh. Well, yeah, because you gave it to me first.
Cubs offense comes back on the field, looking to get back that touchdown. Three receivers to the right. Nobody on the left side of the formation. Quarterback from the gun with the back to his left. Takes the snap. Fakes the throw, looking to go deep. Throws it, and just out of the reach of the fingertips of Upshaw. Upshaw unable to break away enough from his defender to make that catch. Just a little more of a touch on that pass would have been complete, but that stops the incomplete pass stops the clock at 2:54.
Zyron actually had a half a step on the defender.
Mm-hmm. 29-14 your score. Brenham on top, but the Cubs with the ball deep in their own territory. Snap goes back, handing it off to Dixon. Dixon moves to the right side, decides to cut back, give a flag down. Dixon still on his feet as he goes back to the right side and is pushed out of bounds near the 20-yard line. But we'll see what this flag is. One of those ones that was in the area where holding is usually called. So the Cubs might move backwards.
Personal foul. Face mask. Offense. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's even worse.
That is worse.
So they'll should be a half the distance to the goal instead of the 15-yard penalty. So it's not really as bad as we thought. But still, it's a personal foul. No loss of down, though. Replay second down. This is now second down and about 14
anyway, so she's gonna get,
with the ball inside the 10 at the 6-yard line.
So then, that's it. Good call.
I've never been drunk. Neither
quarterback remains in the gun. Two receivers on either side of the formation. They're going to hand it off to Dixon. Dixon finds a huge hole up to the 20. Leaps over a defender. Still on his feet. Brought down at the 35-yard line. A huge run for Dixon. And it looks like we have another flag down.
That was a saving tackle there by Troy Odie.
An electric run, but we'll have to see what this flag is for.
Oh, my goodness.
Referee's already walking the ball back.
Anyway, so tomorrow on the DD with her, like, best friend and her boyfriend.
That's back-to-back plays for the Cubs here that have been called for penalties.
And, but Lily and Brent are going to be like,
and a big-time run erased there.
Well,
and so now, instead of being at the 6-yard line,
that was a highlight reel run.
Definitely, especially with that hurdle. The ball now at about the 4-yard line, where it's now 3rd and 18. Back-to-back big-time penalties called against the Cubs. And for the most part, the Cubs have played a pretty clean game tonight.
The first half was excellent as far as penalties are concerned.
2:29 to play here in the third quarter. Brenham leading 29-14 over the Vikings.
3:30.
They place the ball now officially
I'm driving the
the 8-yard line, yeah.
Yeah.
Brenham. So Brenham's still deep in their own territory.
Do you just use the editor?
And it's,
like,
they put it back at second down. So second and 13. Snap goes back. Quarterback hands the ball off. Dixon again carrying the ball. Lowers the shoulder, breaks free. And you thought you saw a highlight play a moment ago across the 50 down to the 40. And it takes two men to bring Dixon down at the 30-yard line.
Yeah, and you like type in
that. What a play by the Brenham Cubs running back Jacoby Dixon.
I think they got it.
Okay, that may be our water pegger play of the game.
Yeah, it might be.
Did they get a touchdown?
And we've got a timeout now with two Bryan players shaken up on the field.
Both of those young men paid the price for bringing Jacoby down.
Yeah, Jacoby Dixon with a big-time run. We saw a big run moments ago, and it was negated thanks to a penalty. This time, no flags, and with 2:06 to play here in
the third quarter,
Brenham is set up into Bryan territory. They officially mark him down at the 32-yard line, 29-14. Tell me about how long of a run do you think that was? It was at the at the 8-yard line.
There. Be a champ.
63 yards?
I got 60, but... Yeah.
Either way, a big-time...
It's big-time run.
So the Cubs set up here.
They were on the 8, right?
Right,
correct.
Yeah. So the Cubs now coming back onto the field after the official timeout for the Bryan players who were shaken up on the play.
I think 60 is pretty close.
I hope you didn't hear about
down to the 32. First and 10 for the Cubs. A drive that initially looked dead, now with life. Two receivers to the left make that three as they move a man in motion from right to left.
No,
quarterback
okay,
in the gun.
Be like,
a back to the left of the quarterback. That's
like
Dixon.
That.
No, it's not. It's Upshaw.
That's Upshaw. Zyron Upshaw.
If I get fired, I blame it on you.
You have Guidry up top by himself, one-on-one coverage.
Say, well, as long as
snap
you don't get lucky
back
with some
quarterback board. Drops back. He's looking to Guidry.
Guidry fired.
Is unable to make the throw or the catch as the
well,
throw
they fire
was
me,
overthrown.
Then the part-timers are screwed.
And that will stop the clock at a minute 28 and bring up second down here in the third quarter.
Pay attention to Doug.
Good coverage there by Jeremiah Minor for Bryan.
So it brings up second down for the Cubs. Ball placed at the 32-yard line. Second and 10. 29-14. Brenham on top. Shotgun formation. Snap goes back. Quarterback hands it off. This time it goes to Upshaw. Upshaw runs up, goes to the right, and is brought down after a gain of about 4 yards. He gets up to the 29-yard line where it'll bring up third down.
Down by number 42, Caleb Fletcher, and number 27, DeMarcus Joshua.
Brings up third and 7.
Caleb Fletcher and Jamarcus Joshua. Making the stop for Bryan.
Clock continuing to roll here late in the third quarter. Under a minute to play in this third quarter as the Cubs with the football inside the 30-yard line. Third and about 7 needed. Quarterback from the gun takes the snap. Fakes the handoff to Upshaw. Gives it off on a man coming around the right side. That gets up to the 25 before he's brought down. That was Cartel Brown again on the carry. And it'll bring up fourth down for the Cubs. About 3 yards short of the first down. Ball now again at the 25-yard line. So Brenham has to talk things over. Do they want to go for it here? Or do they have a kicker who can make this? Or are they just going to let it click tick down and take this score to the fourth quarter?
I think that's what I would do. Blue Sonego can kick it that far.
29-14 is your score. It is the end of the third quarter. We moved to the fourth and final quarter with Brenham leading Bryan by a score of 29-14. We'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sports rooms. Back here to start the fourth quarter, the Brenham Cubs lead the Bryan Vikings 29-14, and the Cubs have a decision to make. It is fourth and about 4 yards needed for the first down with the ball at the 25-yard line of the Vikings, and the Cubs come out on offense to start the fourth quarter. Snap goes back. Direct snap to Dixon. And Dixon, who is starting the fourth quarter with 191 yards rushing on the game, will pick up 5, maybe 6 more, enough for the first down. They say that the ball popped out after he was brought down. So Brenham will not cough it up, and the ball will be placed at the 20-yard line of the Vikings. First and 10 for the Cubs, picking up the first on fourth down. And
Morrow?
No. That's the Wildcat.
Dixon.
Why?
They hand the ball off to Dixon, and that might be enough for Dixon to reach that 200-yard marker on the game.
Feed?
Like pig feed?
As that brings up second down and about three needed after the 7-yard pickup. So he definitely is over that 200-yard mark now.
Another good game for Jacoby.
Definitely having himself a career game.
Now tomorrow night.
Here's Jacoby Dixon. Cubs staying in that same formation with Dixon just taking every snap and running the ball here to start the fourth quarter as they look to milk this clock, leading 29-14. Snap goes back to Dixon. Dixon moving to the left side. He'll be tripped up as he crosses the 10-yard line, picking up the first down and setting up first and goal for the Cubs at the 10-yard line.
It's white.
Clock continuing to roll here in Bryan.
With like
Brenham looking to keep that clock rolling. I think that's why they're in that Wildcat. They're just letting Dixon do his thing.
With the whitewashed. I was going to cut the whitewashed.
He's not on Upshaw in a quarterback.
Upshaw this time takes the snap. He'll go to the left side, makes a man miss, gets wrapped up and shoved out of bounds after a gain of about 4 yards. Brings up second and goal for the Cubs.
You can't afford me with Gene Short. Also number
50 in on the title. Run out of bounds by Chester Gooden for Brian.
Short area. But I don't know. I don't really have to carry that green white trash.
Waiting to see. Looks like they've officially marked it at the 8-yard line.
I like that.
So it's second and goal from the 8 for the Cubs. Clock stopped after the ball carrier went out of bounds.
White trash.
Still Upshaw in the backfield.
Do I have any other shirts you've ever seen that could pass?
Snap goes back. Upshaw takes it. He's going to go right up the middle. He has a hole. He goes into the end zone for a touchdown.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you later.
Zarin Upshaw takes it in from 8 yards out. And Brenham is back on the scoreboard here in the fourth quarter to make it 35-14 with the point after still to come. Snap goes back. We have flags down. The kick is up, and it is good. The last time there was a flag on the point after, the Cubs declined it. I wouldn't expect them to do it leading 35-14 now here in the fourth quarter. They're going to decline the penalty.
That penalty is declined. Kick is good.
And that is correct. They will not accept it. It will remain 36-14. Brenham on top here with 10:08 to play here in the ballgame. We'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from the Sports Friends. Number 10:08 to play here in the ball game, and the Cubs continue to add on to the score as it is now 36-14. The Cubs about to kick things off as the Bryan Vikings trail this game by 22. Senega steps up to kick this ball away. Lifts the arm and puts a foot into it. Ball is taken at the 5-yard line. Bring it upfield up to the 20. Has a good hole brought down at the 24-yard line.
That was Liotta on the return.
So the Bryan Vikings will take over first and 10
19 yards on the return
at their own 25-yard line.
Ethan Aschenbeck on the tackle for the Cubs.
10:04 to play in the ball game. Again, Brenham leading 36-14. Bryan coming back out on offense. Quarterback in the gun. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Snap goes back. Bobbled snap. Quarterback scoops it up. He's going to run for it. He has a man downfield and a one-armed catch. No, they say he landed out of bounds, but what an athletic play. by Terrence Williams. And like we said, the roster says he's an athlete. He just showed it right there. Unfortunately, he couldn't come down with that catch.
I tell you what, Alex, great point. Just an outstanding catch, but as you said, he was out of bounds.
That's some Odell Beckham looking catch right there. Unfortunately, for the Vikings, he landed out of bounds. So it's now second down and 10. Ball still at the 25-yard line of the Vikings. This time they'll hand the ball off, wrapped up right at the 25 and brought down, falling forward, picking up a yard. It brings up third and 9.
Owen Robinson on the tackle for the Cubs.
So again, third and 9. Ball at the 26-yard line of the Vikings. Snap taken, play action, looking to go deep, will throw, and this ball is incomplete. Good defense by the Cubs on that play.
Ben Turner's pass is incomplete. Intended for number 1, Terrence Lewis. On the coverage, number 5, Leonard Walker.
Great coverage there by Ledrick Walker for the Cubs.
Yeah, definitely running stride for stride with the receiver. Made sure he had the inside step for when that pass was made. And that brings up fourth down and 9. Another punting situation for the Vikings. Clock is stopped at 9:29 to play here in the ballgame. Brenham leading 36-14. And the Cubs about to get the ball back. Going back deep is Jabrarion Moore. We have a flag on the play for unsportsmanlike conduct called against the Vikings.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think that may go back to that defensive play there, which is a good keen play by Ledrick Walker.
Yeah, I didn't exactly see what they threw the flag for, but definitely another big blow for the Vikings. Instead of punting from the 26, they're now punting with the ball being snapped inside the 15-yard line. The punter's heels are at the end zone. The snap goes back, low snap. Brenham charges looking to block the punt, and it is not a very good punt at all. Downed. Near, I believe, they're still moving up. Referee's still moving up. Back to the original line of scrimmage, the 26-yard line.
Wow.
So the biggest penalty of the game for probably either team for this matter. But Brenham takes over with excellent field position with 9:22 to play here in the ballgame, leading 36-14. See if Brenham continues to snap the ball directly to the running back, whether it's Dixon or Upshaw. No,
Harvey
is out.
Back in.
So Harvey in at quarterback. Has a back to his right. Three receivers to the left. Snap goes back. They're going to hand it off to Upshaw. Upshaw goes to the left side. He'll make a man miss, get up to the 20, and be brought down right near the 20-yard line.
Cubs. Brought down by number 24.
Second
Carson
down.
Dodd. And Camelo Brooks on the tackle for Brian.
Second down and 4 after the 6-yard pickup by Upshaw. And the Cubs, they're going to let this play clock tick all the way down before they make a snap. They're just now getting lined up, and we're under 10 seconds.
Cubs could get in the end zone to be turn out the lights.
Snap goes back. Quarterback looking to throw. He's going to throw up the middle. He has a man. It is caught and touchdown, Cubs.
Cartel
Brown with the reception.
Cartel Brown for the touchdown.
And the Cubs extend the lead. 42-14 with the point after still to come.
That's a nice post pattern by Cartel Brown, and Jordan Harvey hit him in full stride.
Snap goes back, kick is up, and it's through the uprights. Good. 43-14, your score. The Cubs lead with 8:34 to play here in the ballgame. We'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sports friends. 43-14, your score. The Brenham Cubs lead here in the fourth quarter with 8:34 to play in the ball game over the Bryan Vikings. Cubs kick this one away, and it will be taken at the 25-yard line after the touchback. As the Vikings, at this point, they might just be playing for pride. It is 43-14, the Cubs lead after that last touchdown. A pass from Harvey to Brown, about 15 yards.
Yes.
And the Cubs, they continue to build on their lead.
I tell you what, it was a big score at the end of that second quarter for the Cubs. They came out in the second half and kept the foot on the pedal.
Definitely. Bryan coming back out on offense. Still led by senior quarterback Boone Turner. Turner sends two receivers out to the left, one out wide to the right. Quarterback takes the snap. We'll hand it off to the back of his left, going right up the middle, pushing to the right side. And the Cubs finally bring him down after about a 7-yard gain. Clock continuing to roll after the running play. We're approaching 8 minutes to play here in the ball game. Brings up second down.
Caleb Espinoza led those tacklers.
Snap goes back, handing it off again, getting to the outside, finding a hole, getting up to the 50 and brought down is JaVaylen Wade. Wade, the junior running back, finding an opening and getting into Brenham territory where it'll be first and 10 for the Vikings.
Touchdown saving tackle there by Ryder Stewart.
The Cubs are going to call a timeout here with 7:55 to play in the ballgame. And with that timeout, we're going to go back to the studios with your score 43-14. We'll be back after we hear just 30 seconds from our sports friends. In the ball game, 43-14, your score. Cubs on top. Bryan with the football after a big gain, setting them up at the 45-yard line of Brenham. A pass into the flats by Bryan will be caught, and a gain of about 8 yards. Bring up second down and 2 for the Vikings.
Tylon Powell in on the stop for the Cubs.
The ball is now at the 37-yard line in Brenham territory. Quarterback stays in the gun, two receivers to the left. Snap goes back, hand off to the left side. Tripped up, that's enough for the first down, but the ball pops loose. And Brenham has recovered it. That is Shane Escamilla. The defensive lineman for Brenham picks up the ball. And the Cubs now will take over with 7:21 to play in this ballgame.
I'll tell you what, Alex, that fumble was called by a big hit by Tylon Powell for the Cubs.
So the Brenham Cubs forced their first turnover of the game and will get the ball back with 7:21 to play. As they look to run out this clock, leading 43-14. Shotgun formation. Snap goes back. Handoff. Going to the right side is Upshaw. Upshaw tripped and brought down after a gain of 3 yards, making it up to the 34-yard line. So we mentioned that
Carson died on that tackle for Bryan.
We mentioned that Jacoby Dixon is over 200 yards. Do you think that at this point his night is over?
I believe I'd rest him.
Upshaw starting to get the bulk of the carry here late in the ball game. We're down to 6.5 to play as the snap is taken. They're going to hand it off to Upshaw again. Upshaw shaking and trying to get to the outside. He'll gain a few extra yards, but still only a gain of about 3 yards. Brings up third down for the Cubs with the ball now at the 37-yard line, still in Brenham territory.
Nice stop by Nathan Johnson for Bryan.
Brings up about 3rd and 4, a long 4. As the Cubs, well, we just mentioned that Dixon might be done, but he's back out there.
Guess who came back in?
He was like, "Nah, we're not listening to you, Alex."
Yeah, right.
7-28.
Or Tommy.
Or Tommy, for that
matter. Or Tommy.
Yeah. He snap goes back. They're going to hand it to Dixon, and Dixon finds a big hole. He picks up the first down as he crosses the 40-yard line, diving forward, getting almost to the 45. They'll mark him short at the 44-yard line, but the chains continue to move, and Dixon continues to add on to his total here in tonight's ball game.
I'll tell you what, quite a night for Jacoby.
You mean in all quarters?
Five 20 to play here in the ball game. Brenham leading 43-14. And again, Brenham letting this clock roll down to 10 seconds and on the play clock.
Here we are late in the fourth, and Jacoby still keeping those legs moving.
Now the snap goes. They're going to get... Nope, we have a flag.
Which one?
Is it a delay a game? No, false start.
Number 68.
That was the right tackle for Belleville, or excuse me, for Brenham.
Dawson Moran.
I'll get that out of my system eventually.
You're okay.
5:02 to play here in the ball game. Brenham leading 43-14.
Back in the day, Belleville and Brenham were mortal enemies.
Yeah. Yeah, the way the districts are set up, I'll say this in a second, the snap goes back, handing it off to a new running back.
That's
this is Jeremiah
10.
Blackshire, as he picks up 4 yards, almost getting back to the original line of scrimmage. These days, districts aren't lined up, you know, by region. Everything is by school size. So you don't really see Brenham play Belleville. You don't see Brenham play Navasota anymore. But, yeah, they go 40 minutes to 2 hours out of the way to meet a school the same size. But, yeah, definitely you don't see regional.
There's going to be
rivalries.
Several of those road trips to Waco and Killeen.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Brenham seems to get the rough end almost every year. Snap goes back here on second and long, handing it off to Blackshire. Again, Blackshire unable to get back to the line of scrimmage. In fact, he might have lost a yard. But that does keep the clock rolling.
Taylon DeVault on the tackle.
Take that back. Brian calls a timeout. So with that timeout, we're going to go back to the studios. 43-14 is your score. Brenham on top. We'll be back after we hear just 30 seconds from the Sports Friends.
Hey, just pre-warning y'all, when we do the highlights and whatnot, I accidentally pressed the stop recording button for when that extra point happened earlier in the game. I'm just letting you know that that is not in my set of records. I can't believe you told your dad I flipped you off.
I don't care. That's why I told him.
Under me.
Oh, well.
3:48 to play in the ball game. The Cubs lead 43-14 over the Vikings. Brenham looking to run out this clock here on 3rd and 12. Blackshire's handed the ball again, and he is unable to find an opening again, and it brings up 4th down. And Brian is going to take another timeout here in late in the fourth quarter. 3:42 to play in the ball game. 43-14. Your score. Brenham on top, but Brian's still here early in the season. They want to work their offense a little more.
Jamarcus Joshua on that last tackle.
You know, a lot of teams being down this much would kind of just let the clock run out. But like I said, you know, it's still early in the season. Brian's still trying to get, you know, their identity set. So they're calling these timeouts to get these extra plays in to make sure they're ready for when their district season starts.
And that's what these non-district games are for.
Right. So out comes the punting unit for the Cubs. To do the kicking is Landon Zelinka.
Yes.
He'll be standing
DeAndre Williams deep for Brian.
Zuniga standing at his own 30-yard line. Kicks it, gets a good toe into this one. Fair catch being signaled for. This time, Brian's able to corral it. You said that's Williams. Williams not bobbling it. We've seen quite a few of those on punt returns by the Vikings here tonight. Clock has stopped at 3:36 to play in the ballgame.
Real good punt by Landon Zelenka.
43-14, Cubs on top. Brian with the football as they come out in the final few minutes of this ballgame. Turner sends two receivers out to the left, one to the right.
Brennan with a lot of new faces out there.
Snap goes back. Handing it off, faking the handoff, finds a hole, and the pass is complete. Running down the sideline, one man to beat is Williams, and Williams finally brought down inside the 15-yard line as Williams, on the play-action pass, was found wide open and just, it was a foot race to the end zone.
Finally brought down by Quincy Adams for the Cubs.
Quincy Adams with the touchdown saving tackle. And now Brian set up first and 10 at the 14-yard line. Quarterback's going to keep it. Go into the outside. He dives and is brought down inside the 5-yard line. See, that's why
Traylon Kelly on the tackle for the Cubs.
This is why Brian wanted to call those timeouts, try and get a little bit of offense extra reps in and maybe get another touchdown on the board. So we approach 3 minutes to play in the game. First and goal for the Vikings. Turner lining up under center. Has a back behind him. This time that's Wade. Taking the snap, handing it off to Wade. Wade goes to the right, and he gets into the end zone for the 3-yard touchdown. And that makes it a 43-20 ball game with 2:46 to play and the point after still to come. Looks like Brian's going for a two. Quarterback takes the snap from the gun. He's going to follow his blocker to the right side and pushes his way into the end zone. And it makes it a 43-22 score with 2:46 to play here in the ballgame. Brenham's still up, but still 2:46 to play. We'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sports friends. 2:46 to play in the ball game. The Cubs lead 43-22, but the Bryan Vikings aren't going away quietly as Javelon Wade for the Vikings managed to put together a strong drive on that last possession, as well as, I believe, Terrence Lewis. But that being said, the Vikings will be kicking things off here with 2:46 to play in the game.
As we talked about, Cubs had a lot of new faces out there, and this is what I think Coach Young's want them to learn from.
So the Cubs were kind of expecting an onside kick. They had all 11 guys up on the first, 45 and 50-yard line. We'll see what the Vikings
rule it
do.
Out.
Yeah, there it is, an onside kick. The Cubs will recover it at their own 49-yard line.
The Cubs recover the onside kick. That's Caleb Espinosa there.
Yeah, Espinosa just had to sit there and wait for it like he was a shortstop waiting a ground ball to come to him.
He's had a pretty good defensive night himself.
Yeah. First and 10 for the Cubs with the final 2:46 to play in the game. Brian has one timeout remaining. The Cubs have two, but your score 43-22, the Cubs on top here late in this game. The Cubs will take over first and 10 at their own 49-yard line. You have Jordan Harvey still as the quarterback, but Jeremiah Blackshire as the running back, As the snap goes back, they'll hand it off to Blackshire. Blackshire will find a hole up the middle. He'll be tripped up after a gain of about 4, maybe 5 yards. Brings up second down for the Cubs. Clock continuing to roll after the running play. 2:20 to play here before the game ends.
Kalen Fletcher on that stop for Brian.
Again, the Cubs will let this clock tick all the way down as far as they can before they take the snap. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Staying in the gun is Harvey. Snap goes back, hands it off to Blackshire again. Blackshire following some blockers to the left side. He'll pick up the first down as he crosses the 40-yard line, and the Cubs will continue to move the chains. The clock will roll down to a minute 50 to play in the game.
Jordan Green on the stop for Brian.
Brenham should be getting close to where they can take a knee, and it looks like that's exactly what they're going to do. With 20 seconds on the play clock, we're down to a minute and a half on the game clock. Brenham actually takes the knee from the gun, but we haven't seen the snap yet. But they're lined up in what they call victory formation. Snap goes back, and Harvey takes a knee. Down to a minute 15 to play in the ball game. One more snap should do it. Second down and about 16 after the kneel. The ball placed at the 44-yard line. Down to 14 seconds on the play clock and 42 on the game clock. Snap goes back, knee taken, and that should be enough. They reset the clock, and we're down to 30 seconds. Everyone's going to line up for handshakes as the Brenham Cubs have just defeated the Bryan Vikings by a final score of 43-22. Now, there's still 15 seconds left on the clock, but that's just for ceremonial purposes at this point, as the two teams will meet at midfield to shake hands. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and the Brenham Cubs have defeated officially the Bryan Vikings by a final score of 43-22. The Cubs improve to 3-0 on the season, while the Bryan Vikings, their record drops to 1-2 on the season. Tonight's broadcast of the Brenham Cub football game was made possible by the Brenham Sports Friends Association. We'll be back with the post-game show after 90 seconds from the Brenham Sports Friends. Welcome back here to Bryan, Texas, 43-22, your final score. The Cubs get the victory over the Bryan Vikings here in this third game of the season. The Cubs again improve to 3-0 on the season. Bryan drops to 1-2. Again, it was homecoming here in Bryan, so the Cubs played spoiler to that homecoming, as it looks like the Bryan band is going to perform their halftime show here after the game, because they didn't get a chance to do it during the halftime ceremonies because of homecoming. So they're getting their equipment set up out on the field. But that being said, Tommy Lange is down on the field with the coach, Coach Young, for Brenham, getting a interview, as we will have that here shortly. Again, your final score, 43-22. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. Back here in Bryan, the Brenham Cubs improved to 3-0 on the season, defeating the Bryan Vikings by a final score of 43-22. Scored first on an 18-yard touchdown. Javelon Wade rushing that ball in from those 18 yards out to take a 7-0 lead with 9:08 to play in the first quarter. Brenham would respond on their first drive of the game. It took a big drive from the Cubs, but it ended on a short 1-yard touchdown run by Jordan Harvey to make it 7-7. It'll be first and goal from the 1 yard line, and Brenham will quickly get to the line, see if they just push this across as they line up in a bunch formation. And yep, quarterback sneak into the end zone. Jordan Harvey goes in to make this a 1 point game. The 2 point conversion would be good to make it 8-7. Brenham leading with 6:57 to play in that first quarter. It seemed to be a defensive battle after that point, and it took until midway through the second quarter for the Cubs to get back on the board, and it was an 18-yard touchdown pass from Harvey to Guidi to get Brenham back on the scoreboard. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Harvey takes the snap from the gun, looking to throw across the slant, and it is caught down into the end zone. Yes, touchdown, Cubs.
Chris Guidry.
Yeah, Chris Guidry, he was lined up on the right. That made the score 14-7 as the extra point was no good after a bobbled snap. Brenham would then tack on another touchdown, again after an excellent performance by Dixon. That was Jacoby Dixon running the ball downfield, but eventually getting down to the 1 yard line. Brenham scored on another Jordan Harvey touchdown, his second of the game, with just 3 seconds before halftime. And the clock is down to 13 seconds. Brenham trying to get back to the line to try again. Brings up third down and inches at the goal line. Snap taken. And this time getting into the end zone are the Cubs. And it's now 20-7 with 3 seconds remaining and the point after still to come for the Cubs.
There's Jordan Harvey.
So 21-7, your score after the point after on that play. That would be your score at the half. Brenham would get the ball first to start the second half, but back-to-back punts between, or rotating punts between both teams eventually got Brenham down to the 4:44 mark, where Harvey Brown connected, Jordan Harvey connected to Brown on a 21-yard touchdown pass. Shotgun formation. Three receivers to the right. Snap goes back. Harvey passes it to the flat to Brown. Brown leaps up, makes the catch, finds a hole, slips through down the sideline and into the end zone for a 21-yard touchdown catch and go. The Cubs extend their lead here in the third quarter. 4:46 to play here in the third quarter. 29-7 your score at that point with 4:44 to play in the third quarter. Brian would respond on the ensuing drive with the 21-yard touchdown pass of their own from Turner. It made it 29-14. That was Brian's first time to get into the end zone since the opening drive of the ball game. That would be your score at the end of the third quarter, 29-14. And then Brenham took control in the fourth quarter. An 8-yard touchdown run by Upshaw as the Cubs started to milk the clock. Upshaw taking it in from 8 yards out to put Brenham up. The Cubs will line up in that jumbo set. Under center is the quarterback. Dixon in the backfield.
That's a Wildcat.
Brenham looking toward the sideline. They come set. Snap taken back directly to Dixon. And Dixon gets in for the 2-point conversion. And the Cubs now lead 36-14 was your score at that point with 10:08 to play in the ball game. Brenham would get the ball back just moments later and a second connection from Harvey to Brown on a 15-yard touchdown pass. They're just now getting lined up and we're under 10 seconds.
Cubs could get in the end zone and be turn out the lights.
Snap goes back. Quarterback looking to throw. He's going to throw up the middle. He has a man. It is caught and touchdown, Cubs.
Cartel.
Cartel Brown with the reception. Your score at that point was 43-14, but Brian was not ready to go home. They continued to call timeouts and eventually got the ball back in a 3-yard touchdown run by Wade. eventually got the score to 43-22 with 2:46 to play in the ball game, and that would be your final score with the Cubs able to run out the clock on the ensuing drive. Again, Brenham defeats the Bryan Vikings by a final score of 43-22.